This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dan Amos, the CEO and chairman of Aflac, which everyone knows. So let's start off with one of the all-time great stories of history. Aflac changed its name, and it was from a name to become Aflac. So before you tell the duck story, talk about why you made that name change.
Well, that's really easy. There was an American Family Life Insurance Company, and there was American Family Life Assurance Company. And so when we had American Family, they couldn't tell which company was which. As long as we were regional in nature, it didn't matter much because the insurance company, American Family, was located in Madison, Wisconsin, and predominantly wrote in that area, and we wrote predominantly in the South. As we decided to really go national, we realized we could not continue with the name Aflac, we realized we could not continue with the American Family name because of the conflict we would have with American Family Insurance. Also, an interesting point is there are over 200 insurance companies that start with American, and there's 50 that start with family in it. Yeah. So they could never remember it. So we ultimately came up with Aflac. And another reason for that is if you change your name, you have to submit your license to the insurance regulators in the state, and you could literally be out of business. So we didn't want to not be in business either, so the acronym is how we were able to do it.
And after doing that, you took a significant risk. You went what a lot of CEO friends told you, and you came out with one of the most iconic brand ever. Talk about what you did.
One thing about it is it wasn't just that we found the iconic duck overnight. We spent 10 years starting with Aflac and trying to get brand recognition. We took it from like 2% to 10%. Now, one of the ways we did it was people had trouble pronouncing Aflac. Because the A was big, they wanted to call it Aflac. So one of the things we did on the national advertising is we always had an Aflac trivia on almost everything we sponsored. So any sporting events that you think of and you saw the Aflac trivia, it was to get the name pronounced over and over to get them to where they understood it, consumers. But nothing affected how you pronounced it till we did the campaign with the Aflac duck. Now, the Aflac duck was, in fact, taking a big chance. And the reason it was taking such a chance is, if you really think about it, we were making fun of our name. By having a duck quack the name, no one ever dreamed that would work. I didn't even dream it would work, but we tested it. And in testing it, it came out that we had, in the past, had commercials that tested pretty well for us. And the way you test is you test it in the financial services, not just insurance. Insurance is a very old, tough category to move much because there's not as much interaction, say, versus banking, where you're doing checking accounts. You're always involved with a banker. You may buy a policy in insurance and then not use it or interact with the company for quite a while. So insurance is a much tougher. Well, in that financial services category, the average score was a 12. And we had only scored 12 in the 10 years we'd been doing commercials one time. And again, it's because the category was so tough. But when we tested the Aflac duck, it tested a 27. Now, we weren't as sophisticated as we are now in understanding advertising better. And one of the things I was the most scared about is we didn't test likability. We knew they would know our name, but we didn't know how they would feel about it. So I used what I call the three principles of risk management and insurance. Don't risk a lot for a little. Don't risk more than you can afford to lose. And consider the odds. And in doing that, I looked at the Aflac duck commercial and said, okay, this is going to be an expensive commercial, almost double what any commercial we ever had cost, $1 million. Can I afford to lose the money? Yes. I don't want to, but I can. And, okay, now, what are the odds of it working? Well, since it tested a 27, they were terrific odds. And so, and then, don't risk more than you can afford to lose. And we could afford to lose it again, as I said, so we decided to go with it. Now, what made it a more difficult decision is in when we did that in 2000, you had Ray Romano on TV with the number one comedy or number one show overall. And we had talked to him about making a commercial for us with children building blocks on the floor. And in the end, it formed Aflac. That tested an 18, so 50% better than any commercial that we'd ever tested. And better than the norm. But as I said, the Aflac duck tested a 27. The other one was more traditional in nature. So you weren't taking the chance. So this is one of the decisions when I say this is when you earn your money as a CEO. So do you go with the wild, different Aflac duck one? Or do you go with this one? And I said all along, I'll go with whatever it is if it's in good taste. It was a hit from the day we started. We actually got more hits on the internet the first week than we got the entire year before. And it took off, and in our name recognition within the first year had jumped 40%. It had jumped to 60% in the second year. By the third year, it was 75%. And today, it's over 90%. So it changed our life forever, and it shows that you should take risk in business, but you've got to manage risk. They can't be risk that have no end to them. You have to limit those risks. And so I was willing to pull that commercial immediately if it was something that was not a hit for us. And you know the rest of the story today. It's been a great thing for us.
What is your secret belief in management philosophy that helps you achieve these?
It's staying very focused. There's a shotgun approach and there's a rifle approach. And what I like to do is target things that I believe will be very effective and stay with them and use them and make them work. There's a real tendency to getting pulled in different directions. And you can't do that. You've got to get it done.
And there you have it. Any final advice to people in business on being successful?
I do have one piece, and it's a saying that I have, is that bad news does not improve with age. When you have an issue that's not good, whether it's to tell your employees, your customers, your shareholders, the more you wait and try to hold it back, the worse it gets.
Now, we are closing up the interview, but I'm going to ask you five spotlight answers. Each one of them, you're going to have a very fast few words to answer it. So I'm going to read these to get these right. The key to superior customer experience.
The key to superior customer experience is owning the policy yourself and knowing why you need it.
And the company has grown from 2.7 billion since you've been CEO in 1990 to 20 billion.
Right.
So you've won all types of awards. What do you attribute the growth of the company? Because now you had the brand recognition,
right.
But what do you attribute the growth to?
Well,
and you only have 2 minutes until commercial break.
Okay, I attribute it to products that people want and need. that you ultimately are filling a need that's out there today. The marketing aspect helps get that message out, but ultimately it's a product that people want and need. And then it's the quality of the employees we have and how they manage the brand. In today's world, once you build a brand, you got to protect it. It is easy to lose it. And so protecting the brand becomes the next element.
You mentioned in your story the three elements of risk management, which I think are really interesting and very relevant to CEOs, probably in almost any industry. Could you say again what those are?
Sure. I learned this in college because I majored in risk management and insurance, and it's don't risk a lot for a little. Don't risk more than you can afford to lose, and consider the odds. And if you can use that in almost anything you do in life, if you think about it.
And there you have it. We are with Dan Amos, the CEO and chairman of Aflac. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear a really major other...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dan Amos, the chairman and CEO of Aflac. And we've heard about the Aflac duck, about the brand recognition, and we've heard the way to manage risk. But speaking of risk, Dan, you took a significant risk, and you tried something no one else has tried before, which is one-day pay. And if you look at your whole organization, including Japan, now I know it's not there yet, but there's 250,000 people involved. That is not easy to involve so many people. Talk about what your strategy was and then how you implemented it and cascaded it down through the organization.
Well, first insurance category is generally a pretty stodgy category. It doesn't move as fast as so many other things. But we have seen this enormous acceleration in change in the business environment like we've never seen. And it's even taken place in the insurance industry. And so my thought was, why won't this happen with us? And I thought it would. And the most important thing is the interaction that takes place at the time of claim, because we don't sell a tangible product. It's not like you buy a TV set from us and you cut it on every day and you decide whether or not that's a good product or a bad product, or you like my tie or you don't like my tie. This is a promise on a piece of paper that we give you. And so at the time of claim, how long it takes makes an enormous difference. Well, I was in a meeting with our IT people, and they said to me that we had the technology that we could process, approve, and pay a claim in one day. And I said, say that again? They said, well, it will take us 18 months, but we can actually do that all in one day. And I was stunned, and I said, that is the greatest thing I've ever heard. So I said, let me go back. And so I went back and I met with our people and I said, okay, I want this taken from 18 months to I want it done in 6 months. They said, impossible. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll stop every project we've got going on, move this to the top of the list, and let's get it done in 6 months. And they said, you'll never do that. And I said, you don't know me very well. I will stop every project. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. And in 6 months, we had it. And then I was asked to go on CNBC, and Andrew Sorkin said to me, that is really a game changer. And sure enough, since we've introduced it, last year, in 2016, we did 1.7 million claims in one day. Now, that excites people. But let me tell you what else is interesting about it. It actually lowers our cost of doing business because it has a zero error rate. It won't take a claim that's got a problem. So there's no human error. Already this year, we processed close to right at about 1.1 million. So we're at somewhere around 2 to 2.2 million claims we'll pay this year from 1.7 last year. And then the final thing is, and to me the most important aspect is, customer satisfaction. 95% of the people that have used one-day pay claim said they would recommend it to other people. 95%, you can't get 95% of America to agree on anything, and yet they agree to that.
Must have been something getting the entire organization involved and galvanized to do that.
Well, anytime you come up with new ideas, there's an element of resistance. And it takes the top to say, we're going to do this. Is that noise driving y'all crazy? Doesn't come through?
It's coming through, but we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. It takes management to say this is important and this is going to be something we drive. And it has to take a top priority. And they're all the naysayers in every company. I don't care who your company is, you got it. That says, oh, I like the way we were doing it before. I don't want to do it this way. They can find something wrong with it because you have to file it a certain way. You have to do it a little bit different. But once you learn it, it's just like using a phone that you use today. Once you use it, you can't think of not having it that way. But at first, when somebody handed us our first new phone, we went, oh, I'd really rather keep the old one. But so it requires management to push and to say, nope, not going to do it this way. It's harder for us because our people are independent contractors. They're not salaried employees that I can say, if you don't do this, you're going to be fired. They just go license with another company and do it the other. So you got to sell them on why it's good. You got to say, I'm going to tell you now, your people are going to be happier. The customers, when they file their claims, they're going to be happier. And that's what we've got now. We've got a happier claimant base that's getting their money faster than ever before. This is a sad note about America. But do you know that 2/3 of the Americans in this country, or 2/3 of America, cannot come up with $1,000 in cash to pay bills? Out of pocket, they weren't expected, they can't come up. And 1/3 can't come up with $500. So the cash we provide people to help fill those gaps, getting it to them is fast. I had somebody say to me one time in our field force, well, what's the difference between 1 day and 4 days? Because we were always paying it in 4 days. And my answer was, there's no difference if you don't need the money. But if you need the money, it's all the difference in the world. And this person that asked me was one of my sales managers who made a lot of money. And he really hadn't put himself in the shoes of the people that need it. And that's what you have to do.
Well, Dan, I love your passion there. I want to ask you, we have about 2 minutes left. So what I'd like to talk about is Aflac has won the awards, best companies to work for, every single year, most admired companies, most ethical company. This is every single year for 10 years. Harvard Business Review said you're among the top performing CEOs in terms of stock performance. The biggest tech innovation of the past 12 months.
For us, it's One Day Pay.
How you would summarize your core leadership principle?
It's the three principles of risk management and insurance. Don't risk a lot for a little. Don't risk more than you can afford to lose. And consider the odds.
In hindsight, one thing you would do different about your career?
The thing I would do different in my career is, that's a hard one. Because I've had a good career and I've enjoyed every bit of it. I guess I would just work harder.
And the final question, a challenge that you overcame that you were really proud of?
I think changing the name of the company and really broadening our product line and how successful that's been, that we're a household name, is probably the thing that I'm most successful. That, along with the total shareholder return, has been the key.
A real pleasure speaking with you today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi,
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Andy Ory. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing very well, Robert. How are you doing?
Good. You got all choked up there. You're so excited how well you're doing. Now, part of the reason he's doing really well is that Andy did found a company that he sold to Oracle for $2.1 billion. But what we're doing now is we're talking about something different. We're talking about 128 technology, which, of course, as we're looking out on 128 Highway in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So that's why it's named there. And this is a new technology that shows what's wrong with the Internet, how it was not prepared and built for IoT and AI. Talk about what your concept is at 128 Technology.
Great. Well, we're also called 128 Technology because it used to be and still is America's technology highway. This is where the Internet was actually invented. And we're here to
fix it. I thought it was Al Gore.
And George Bush,
WWW. That's right.
I thought that was hysterical. What's amazing is that there's this network that connects all of us and runs society writ large and is responsible for almost everything we do, we consume, we say. And it wasn't designed to do that. In fact, it was designed to interconnect computers. And there weren't that many computers a long time ago. When IBM was created, the first five computers, they felt that was all you needed. When Ken Olson started Digital, he felt people didn't need computers in their homes. So now we have computers in our pockets. And now with the Internet of Things, our refrigerator is going to be a computer. So we're interconnecting not dozens of computers, but billions of computers. And we're not interconnecting them so that they can share packets of data or so that we can have remote access to this computer. We're interconnecting them for the sole purpose of delivering and consuming applications and services. And that interconnection, that network, wasn't designed for that. It was designed just to connect and share packets of data. And so now we're consuming applications and services, and the network, to move from what it was designed to do versus how it's being used, has required a series of innovations. Each innovation would solve the problem du jour. So there wasn't an ocean of security. There weren't private networks. Every computer could address every computer. If you remember Ferris Bueller back in the 80s when he got on a 300 baud modem and used an acoustic coupler, a telephone, which makes all those sounds like a fax. He accessed the thermonuclear war computer, and the only thing standing between him and launching nuclear war was an application passcode he had to enter. So people realize, wait, this is crazy. I have to take my computers that I like, that I trust, and put them together, put it behind this device called the firewall. This is a trusted zone, and let them have selective access to the rest of the world, the Internet. That's how firewalls were invented. This is directional stateful access. So firewalls were invented, and then private networks were invented, and then VLANs and IPsec and MPLS and load balancers and session border controllers, which was the company that Oracle bought from us. So all these inventions solved the problem du jour, and they were great, except that in any system where there's innovation, you end up leaving a little bit more complexity in that innovation state once you're done. And so this series of 20 years of innovations from what the Internet was designed to do versus how it's being used has left a mature, very complex system. And complexity becomes a problem. Complexity means people don't understand how it works. Complexity means we can't easily secure it. Complexity means that it's very hard to innovate. And so we have a very cost-effective, very unsecure, very hard-to-understand network. And in the context of that network, we are now going to add things like 20 to 50 billion devices called the Internet of Things.
Or and I've actually heard estimations with Cisco of up to 200 billion by 2020 even.
You know, we're always wrong. It's probably always going to be to the higher side. And so what's happening is we're taking a system that's complex and fragile, hard to understand, and we're going to subject it to a stress test that no reasonable person would expect that it would be able to take.
So here's the question.
We're going to fix that.
Oh, you're going to fix. So how do you take something that already has all of the complexities baked in and simplify it because it has them inside?
Let me tell you what you don't do. You can't innovate your way out of this.
Mm.
That's the problem.
And everyone thinks that's the answer.
That's the way we work. We all believe that we innovate. What worked yesterday and the day before should reasonably work today. And that's true in a system that's relatively simple and young. But when systems are complex and old, it doesn't work. What you need to do is you need to disrupt it. And disruption is not innovation. Disruption is a special type of innovation. Disruption changes the rules of the game. Disruption ends up taking and incorporating all the changes that the series of innovations have created and instantiated. It doesn't strand those. It incorporates them. But it changes the rules. It simplifies systems so that you now can think differently and you have a new platform in which you can have lots of innovation. An aviation example would be the propeller plane. In 1903, the Wright brothers could fly 20 or 30 miles an hour. By 1943, the Thunder Screech could fly Mach 0.86. It was never going to reach the speed of sound. And somebody had not an innovation but a disruption. And they said, what if we remove moving parts and we have internal propulsion and we invent the jet engine? And in 1946, that became the platform for all subsequent innovation. You have to think differently. And innovations don't happen from where we expect them to happen. We go to trade shows. We work in industries. We interview people that are part of this network, this thing, we could call it the networking industry, and they've been leaders because they've been innovating and growing their businesses, and we look to them to tell us how you're going to solve this problem, and they almost never will solve the problem because it's outsiders. You can look out in this road, and you can see in this room and this road three different examples of knowledgeable outsiders that came in, thought differently, and disrupted industries. 10 years ago, someone came up with the idea of a telephone with one button. It was such a ludicrous idea. They had nothing to do with telephony, a 120-year-old industry, multi-billion-dollar. You could not have a more mature industry. And the iPhone was born. And it completely changed telecommunications. It didn't just change the form factor. It didn't just change the market. It changed the monetization. All those companies are gone. Lucent's gone. Nortel's gone. They're all gone. The next one would be Tesla. When I grew up, I was told we're going to have electric cars, and they're going to be like go-karts. And along came a guy that said, no, I believe in carbon-free energy. What would be a great application for it? Well, one thing would be it has enormous amounts of torque. Let's build a sports car. And he's changing the automotive industry as well as every other industry. The third one would be Amazon. Amazon's a business where your margin is their next business. So they have to affect operational excellence in a way that other people are not used to it being done. And in so doing, their operational excellence has led them to have a real keen understanding of how to run networks. And they said, wow, this is something that we could actually market. And they invented Amazon Web Services in the cloud, and that's now the fastest growing leader in the cloud. Outsiders disrupt industries. So if we take it back to the networking and the Internet's too complex. It is a series of innovations. It's being used in a way we don't expect it to be used, and it is going to be subjected to forces that you and I know it can't withstand.
So now we
that
know.
That takes us to us.
And that's the question. So here we have this problem. You're saying you can't innovate. You have to disrupt. What are you doing at 128 Technology that is going to solve this problem of the complexity?
It's a great question. So we're not from the networking industry. And we sat down and we said, well, why do people have networks? Why do you use them? And wouldn't life be better if you didn't have a network? I wouldn't have a security issue. I wouldn't have to spend the money on a network. Well, of course, that's a ridiculous question. You need a network. But why? The only reason is to deliver services and applications to your customers, internal and external customers. So if that's why you have a network, well, what's the language of services and applications? It's something called session state.
This is session state?
Session state. Session state is sort of like having a memory. You know, when your dog...
Is that like with routers?
Well, session state could be... think about it as the basic building block of networks are routers. And routers are session stateless. They have no memory. A packet comes in, they look up a bunch of rules, and a packet goes out, and they're done. But that doesn't help you provide security or load balancing or service delivery. So all these other devices, like load balancers, firewalls, tunnels, deep packet inspection devices, multi-billion-dollar industries.
Okay, but you only have 1 minute till break.
Yes.
What exactly are you doing?
So we've taken session state out of those devices and put them into the router. We built the world's first session stateful router. It is a software virtualized router that will allow you to eliminate all those other elements, dramatically simplifying the network. You can get rid of half of what's in that network. You can easily understand the network. You can extend services across all these boundaries. You can provide all the security. And you can handle all of these requirements that are going to emerge. We will make the Internet simpler, more secure, and more agile, more able to instantiate services.
Andy, you've about a minute and a half left. What do you see as the future for AI? And I call it more augmented intelligence versus artificial, because I think that's
right.
That's Ginni Rometty said that, and yep. I think it shapes that it's driven by humans.
No, it's true. I mean, what's happened, and I agree with Thomas Friedman, that we have inflected. The pace of change is now so rapid that our ability as human beings to understand it and keep up with it is we've separated. We can't. And that pace of change is just going to continue to climb that logarithmic curve. I think that there will be a lot of industries born out of it. You know, whenever you destroy an industry with a new industry, that new industry ends up employing more people. It's like looking at the energy industry today versus the green energy industry. It employs a couple million people. I think there's going to be tremendous opportunities for monetization, wealth creation, and employment in what we call augmented reality. It's a little bit unsettling, and I think that Niels Bohr said that if you don't understand quantum mechanics, then you really don't. If AI is not unsettling to you, then I don't think you really understand it.
And on that exciting note, we're going to call it an interview. And everyone out there, when you're running your business, remember, don't innovate, disrupt. See you next week.
Robert, thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Drew French. How are you, Drew?
Great, Robert. How are you doing today?
Good. And Drew is the founder and CEO of YourPie, which this is a sensation. You started it when you were 24 years old. You already have 43 franchisees, and it's really reinvented the age-old pizza. And this is really the first customized deep dish, not deep dish, deep oven.
Brick oven.
Yes. Oven, Italian customized, style. But quick serve Italian style pizza, right?
Exactly.
So talk about the concept. You're on your honeymoon, and talk about what happened with you and Natalie and how this whole thing emerged.
Sure. So I'd worked in the industry since I was a little kid. I always loved to cook. Always was looking at new trends. I grew up in the sub boom. I saw the burrito boom happen. The better burger category started happening. And I was thinking, well, what's next? What can be the next big idea? And had the privilege of going on a honeymoon with a high school sweetheart, Natalie. Her maiden name is Pisano. So her family's from an island off the coast of Naples, Italy, Ischia. And that's where we got inspired by the Italian culture. Everything in Italy is about food and family. And we got to see these brick ovens cooking these amazing pizzas really quick, and the light bulb really went off. Like, hey, let's bring the Italian culture back to America and give people these great pizzas, but let them do it just how they want to do it.
When did that light bulb actually go off? Were you eating the pizza? Were you overlooking the GNC? What was it?
There was a lot of wine involved, or maybe a little wine involved, but we just, again, we were in the backyard of one of her cousins, and they had a brick oven in their backyard, and we were...
In their backyard? They had their own brick oven?
Yeah, just like, hey, we've got grills over there, they have brick ovens, so... We were with family, I think the World Cup was on, Italy was in the World Cup, we had all this company, and we were eating this great pizza, and we said, let's do it.
Now, I'm a pizza guy, I'm from New York City, yep. And you know, we have our dirty water, which is what makes New York pizza unique flavor and good. It's not as healthy, but it's good. What is the difference of the Italian pizza that you're making versus other pizza in America?
Sure, well, in Italy, everything's about less is more, but less quality ingredients. So the dough is great. And the region that Italian pizza is most known for is Naples. That's where it was really invented. And we follow their same model. So the flour comes from a certain region. It's a living and growing thing. So we really take pride in our dough. And then it's...
Is your dough from America or from Italy?
We make it. We make it in each of our locations. So,
specifically, fresh.
And so we take pride in our great dough, but then great sauce, topped with great cheese, and then a few great toppings. So
what's the key to a great sauce?
again, less is more. You don't want to put a bunch of different flavors in there. You want to have great, great tomatoes, a little bit of basil, a little bit of olive oil, and
everything's still mozzarella.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to ask you, the crust, is it like thick like Chicago, or is it thin? What is it?
Just like in Italy, it's a thin crust that cooks at very high temperatures really fast, and that's another reason that our pizza's so great, is that brick oven. And so you can't replace the heat from the oven, the fire, the open flame, okay, and that gives it some flavor as well.
So I know that in 1905 was when pizza first came. A guy named Lombardi in America was the first who did it. And the first pizza, quote, in the world was 997 A.D., the first time it came out. And then you had, of course, the Queen of Italy in June of 1889, where they made the first margarita.
Yeah, Queen Margarita, yep.
And so with all of that, what is it about America and pizza, how it's become the ultimate food? We're now even everyone saying that pizza is a really healthy food.
Pizza is healthy. It has all five food groups. I know they don't teach food groups anymore, but it does have the protein, the wheat, the veggies, the fruit. It can be as healthy as you want to make it. In our style, with the thin crust, it can be as healthy as you want it. So that's something we talk about too. We like to educate the consumer on that. In our pizza, we're not afraid of the calorie content of our pizza because it can, again, be very healthy and very delicious at the same time.
One more question about the flavor. Toppings.
Yep.
How do you guys treat the concept of toppings? Because I know you're all about customization.
Yep. The reason we called it Your Pie is we wanted everybody to get exactly what they wanted. So we have a lot of toppings. We have white wheat and gluten-free dough. We also have about 8 different sauces, about 8 different
cheeses. So you gluten-free dough, actually.
We do.
And what's the secret of making that taste good?
We actually use an outside vendor there because we don't have a gluten-free facility. There's a lot of flour in there. But we search the country for the best gluten-free dough, and we consistently have customers that have celiac, that have a gluten intolerance, that come up to us crying that their kid or that they can have pizza for the first time. And it's really something great.
Yeah, you want to get it right. I can tell. This is your life. This is your third baby here,
yep,
right?
I've got 46 babies now.
You got 46 babies. And your wife was the originator of all these babies with you.
Yeah, we've definitely had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears together over the years. She's actually a vet, so she had kind of her own challenges as we were developing Your Pie. She's much smarter than me.
What do you say when you're talking with her? You say, Natalie, could you believe we're at this? What is the conversation like when you talk about this business that you've worked on together?
We really go back to the relationships we built over time and some of the opportunities we've had. For instance, last year we went to Italy and competed in the World Pizza Championships as part of the U.S. pizza team. That's something when I opened up the first Your Pie, I didn't ever think I'd be on this U.S. pizza team.
How cool is that?
But we got to experience that really on our 10-year anniversary last summer. So that was something cool that, you know, you don't really think about when you're opening a business. It's just kind of the opportunities and the relationships that you build over time have been really what we've been most humbled by.
When you look at you're now a leader. You've moved yourself in. You're a CEO. You're running a major organization. How old are you now?
34.
You're 34 and you're already running this major organization, almost 50 franchises, and you see the trajectory. How would you codify what your philosophy on what being a leader is all about? And give about 30 seconds.
Okay. I think it's about trying to help other people reach their goals, and that allows us to reach our goals. So when we look at the franchisees, we're trying to make sure their investment is a good one. And if they do that and they grow within the system, that's the best thing for us, is growing within existing franchisees. So it goes down to the team level. If we can help them reach their goals, they're going to help us reach ours.
And the website, if someone wants to be a franchisee or if they just want to eat the pizza,
yourpie.com.
Yourpie.com. It is a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum, Drew.
Thank you, Robert.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.